From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Officials that oversee all levels of education in Missouri say they're exploring ways to make sure new teachers are better prepared to enter the classroom. Alex Kowinka is an education professor at St. Louis University. He told a joint gathering of K-12 and higher education board members in Columbia yesterday that universities contain experts for improving the education process, and they are not merely factories for churning out teachers.
We must also not forget that those who educate teachers are also leading thinkers, scholars, and innovators in the field of education. We are all aware of the critical issues that face Missouri schools, and together, we should more actively turn to the expertise in our colleges and schools of education to help find solutions to these critical issues.
Kowinka also says there's a disparity between the number of white and black teacher candidates that needs to be addressed, and that education officials should consider lowering the so-called cut scores for STEM teachers, that is science, technology, engineering, and math. Missouri has filed a lawsuit accusing a Lincoln County developer for violating the state's water laws. Attorney General Chris Koster said in a release yesterday that the lawsuit filed Monday accuses Butch Menney of claiming lots in a Rails County subdivision were being sold with approved wastewater treatment systems when they did not have approved systems. Koster says lots that were eventually sold violated the Missouri Clean Water Law by using holding tanks for waste instead of proper wastewater treatment. Lot owners then had to replace the tanks with approved septic systems. The state is seeking retribution for the lot owners, as well as an order prohibiting many from future sales of the lots. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon says Missouri's ethic laws need to be revamped in light of accusations that led to the resignations of two state lawmakers this year. Nixon criticized the culture in the Capitol yesterday during remarks at a school administrators' conference in Columbia. His comments follow the announced resignation of Democratic Senator Paul Lavoda amid accusations that he made unwelcome advances toward interns. Former Republican House Speaker John Deal left office in May after admitting to exchanging sexually suggestive text messages with an intern. Nixon says he would like to see an end to the state's trio of unlimited campaign contributions, unlimited lobbyist gifts, and lawmakers' ability to immediately become lobbyists. He also wants the legislative session to be shortened. It currently runs from January through mid-May. Republican candidate for Missouri Governor Katherine Hanaway says the penalty for selling aborted fetal remains should be a felony, not a misdemeanor. Hanaway called for ramping up state law yesterday during an anti-abortion rally outside of Columbia Planned Parenthood. The rally was in response to an undercover video released by anti-abortion activists showing Planned Parenthood Senior Director of Medical Services discussing procedures for providing fetal parts to researchers. It's a misdemeanor in Missouri to offer or receive, quote, valuable consideration for aborted fetal tissue or organs. Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in southwest Missouri has said it doesn't participate in such a program. Hanaway is a former Missouri House Speaker and U.S. Attorney. She faces what could be a crowded GOP primary for governor. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.